Girl.
WBADX listening 1-4. And 8ABX mobile. Hey, good morning, Adam.
How's it going this morning?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. Just kind of hanging out here in the radio room and was just bringing up the PlayStation. Downloaded a couple new games and was going to try one of them out.
Oh, there you go. That sounds like a good time. Gosh, I can't even remember the last time I sat down to play anything. Xbox, PlayStation. I got them all. I just never use them. Maybe one day I'll have time. I'm northbound to St. Ignace for Practical Day, Fire Academy.
Exciting. Exciting, yeah. Like I say, just kind of hanging out here. I got the I've got my FTA running here. I'm watching the screen as it's populating, and they're just playing it simple. Having a nice down day. I don't play games all the time, but I do have a couple of them hooked up, so if I get that urge, I can fire it up and start playing. And I actually pay for the PlayStation, and what is it, like $100 a year or something like that, so I get free games every month to download the new games and see what they are, and I end up with a bunch of games, so can't argue with that. But I tell you, I thought I only paid about 10% of them.
Yep, I understand that. Yeah, we've got whatever the latest PlayStation is, the latest Xbox. My wife and daughter play it. They got more time on their hands than I do. I used to really tear it up on Call of Duty. I used to love that. That and back in my heyday, my teenage years, on Xbox 360, I used to be obsessed with a game called Left 4 Dead. It was a zombie hunting game. Oh man, I love that game. I could sit there and waste an entire day playing that thing. But nowadays, not so much.
Understood. I'm a collector. I love collecting the video games and the different consoles and stuff like that. Currently, I've got like 18 different consoles and over 800 games. And I would tell you, there's a bunch of them I've never played, but eventually, once I get into my own house, my intention is to build a gaming setup to where I want to pull out the old, the old Atari and want to hook it up. I have all the connections already connected. I just set the console up, make the connections, and be able to play it for whatever amount of time. Right now they're all in boxes, all stored up, and so the only thing I've got a few hooked up right now. I got PS4 hooked up, Xbox One hooked up. Playing, I've got I got a couple others sitting here. I got like a Super Nintendo's hooked up, but yep, I even have an old 32-inch Sony XPR sitting here.
I'd say you definitely do collect then. That's awesome. We stumbled on a PlayStation 2 at a garage sale back over the summer, and I was like, well, we have to have it, because that's what I grew up on, was the PlayStation 2. So we nabbed that for, I think it was about $100. It was a little bit more than I wanted to spend, but I have not seen those anywhere, you know, within the last 10, 15 years. So we nabbed the PlayStation 2, a box full of games, a couple of controllers, all the cables, for about $100.
Oh, there you go. I got some PS1 games that are worth close to that. So, oh heck! But it's amazing what stuff goes for nowadays. There's some people that I'm always watching. There's a bunch of stuff that's on sale right now on Facebook that if I really wanted to go and do that kind of thing, I could do it right now. But money is better in other spots at this point, so I'm just going to let my collection stagnate for a little while. I don't have the latest and greatest PlayStation. I don't have the PS5 yet. But they're coming down in price right now, so maybe once the PS6 shows up, then I'll see about picking up a 5 and start collecting those games.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know which ours is. I don't know if ours is the latest, the greatest, or not. Ours might be a 4. I don't know. I think I've played since we've had it. I don't know. To me, it's the latest and greatest, because if it's anything over a PS2, I don't know anything about it. So, but yeah, we gotta have them. Got to play the games. They're all there. But we got that PlayStation 2. My wife was like, well, I'm buying it so I can play my favorite game, which was something The Sims from that time era. She grew up with that. And that's what she reaches for now when she's got a couple minutes of free time.
Hey, there you go. I got to say, my go-to game, if I am wanting to play something, it is typically Skyrim. I've got that on both the Xbox and the PlayStation. I've got it for PlayStation 3 and 4, Xbox 360 and Xbox One. And I've beat it on all platforms. Now, I say beat it. I can play through the main storyline and no problem. I have yet to come close to maxing out the game and doing 100% of the game. But that's kind of the novelty of the game, is there's so many side quests and such a huge open world that I played it for years and I still find stuff I've never seen before. So that's been my go-to game over the years.
I suppose that's how you know it's a good game. Play it for years and years, and you're always finding new things in it. I think I have that game. I think I've played it a couple of times. Not that much. You know, we got the staples, the Grand Theft Autos and stuff like that. Back when the 360 was around, it was either Left 4 Dead or the Halo series. I used to tear it up on both of those.
Yeah, I got a bunch of the Halo games, and Grand Theft Auto 5 I've got, and a few of the others. Although, to be honest with you, I've only really played Grand Theft Auto 5, and 80% of it has been the online. I really haven't done much with the storyline. Probably should. I've got the game, but anyway, I basically got to a point with the game, online game anyway, that they had put so many rules in place that it became no longer fun to play. So I put it down and I haven't really touched it since. But like I say, I haven't played the storyline, so that might be something worthwhile.
Yeah, that was one game where I really didn't mind playing the storyline. It was fun. But yeah, the heyday of the Grand Theft Auto Online before all the rules and stuff started happening, that was fun. All the different things you could code and put there and unlimited money, and yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I remember playing a bunch of the glitches and earning just millions of dollars and whatever in the game, and that was always fun. It really was. But yeah, it got to the point where all it took was one person to complain, accuse you of something, and next thing you know, you were locked out of the certain play areas, and I just got to the point, I was like, no, I'm over it, you know. I've got some fun stories over the years, but not anymore. But yeah, the game I'm playing now, I literally just booting it up. It's called Monster Hunter Rise. So we'll have to have give a account of how this turns out.
Yeah, I'd be curious to hear. I'm out of the loop nowadays. I don't know what's popular or good anymore. I see these games and I'm like, well, I don't know anything about that because I don't have, you know, a horde of teenage friends that are all playing the same game. So I'd be curious. Well, we'll let you get at it there. I'm just getting ready to hop on the bridge here, so I may as well put both hands on the wheel and make sure I make it across. I'm just hoping that they don't close the bridge down while I'm up here, because as soon as I'm done, I'm headed home, jumping in the car, and we're taking off for Florida. So that bridge better stay open today. But have fun with the games, and yeah, let me know how that goes. We'll catch up with you later on down the page. WBAPX at 8APX.
Hey, sounds good, my friend. Enjoy your time up there, and yeah. I'm hoping we had enough warm weather yesterday that all that ice is off the bridge, and you should be golden at this point. So, all right, catch you later, 73 WDAVX.
W8NWO, WN8Q.
KPCW.
W8NWO, WN8Q.
K2IS.
KBCW Mobile.
Do I have you?
do I owe you? Oops, sorry about that. I forgot I was connected to the link here, sorry. KDYS.
KDB9NN mobile monitoring.
KCHCMQ-NAPWM.
KA8BCW Mobile.
Thought I was going to have to get the snowblower out again, but it seems to have stopped. W8RPM.
Yeah, I did get the shovel out and cleared off my deck where I do a lot of my cooking on my grill. And the driveway in front of my garage, so it doesn't turn into a giant sheet of ice when the temperature drops tonight.
Yeah, I'll probably do the same thing. I cannot get to my grill. I didn't. I would have to clear that, you know, 30 inches of snow off the wooden deck, and I just don't want to tear it up, so... It'll be gone soon enough.
Well, I cook on my grill 3 to 4 nights a week year-round, so I always stay on top of the snow on my deck to keep it accessible.
I got a new grill for Christmas, too. I've only used it a couple times. I got a smoker back there, too. But, again, it's just I'm willing to wait, you know. My problem is both the steps on the back deck and the deck itself. So, pretty much of activity this morning. We left the radio on and it was chattering quite a bit.
Oh, I hadn't noticed. I went out earlier and made a hardware store run for my weekly contribution to Meyer Ace. And called out and didn't get a response and never heard any traffic on the way there or the way back. So I must have missed all the excitement.
Yeah, it was fairly early. It was in the 8, 9 o'clock range. So, but, you know, and I should knock on wood that the repeater's behaving. I don't know if that's a result of temperature melting ice or what, but... Things are quiet for at least for the moment. So there's not enough to snow blow, but if you wanted to walk with the shovel, you know, there's maybe half an inch everywhere. I think the temperature's going up. It's says it's 36 here. So. I guess the worst is over for the moment.
Yeah, what I shoveled up was somewhere between the consistency of snow cones and water, so it was not something that you want to really shovel a whole lot. Just push off to the side if you can. Hey, by the way, on a new mobile rig, how's it sounding?
Sounds great. It's got real good audio. Nice and wide. Lots of highs and lows. Pretty good fidelity. Definitely sounds like you. Easy to tell what you want to buy or what you install.
I bought another i5100 just like my base station to celebrate my ham ticket last year. So it was real easy to clone. It's really familiar to me. And I got it installed earlier this week. So been enjoying it. It's kind of nice having the big main radio underneath the seat. ICOM radios, they are all this way, I believe. They cool a little bit excessively, in my opinion. Every time you key up the mic, the fan starts. And having the one on my desk in my shack is really annoying. But with it being under the seat in the truck, I can't hear it at all, which is nice.
Sorry, that's another reason. The B plus is that the dog able to knock the connection. I ask, is that a 2730 icon?
5100.
Okay. I think those fan settings are in the menu.
Looked into that, so you can either turn them off, or you can turn them on partially, or turn them on auto. I just leave it on auto. Doesn't matter if you turn it on partially, it's still going to come on every time you key up the mic. It's just not going to run as long.
Oh, okay. Well, I have a bunch of 2720s and a 2730. The 2730 was the old camper radio. The new camper radio has been upgraded to a 7250. It's the Yaesu dual band Fusion, but it's not remote mount, whereas my 2730 was remotable, and I had it remoted on a cabinet face. Worked out really well, but it's nice to have Fusion, though, too.
Yeah, my buddy's got a 2730. That's a nice radio, and he's thinking about doing the same thing as me. He bought that for his base station, and he's going to buy another one for his truck. And that one with the black face is really, really cool looking, and I think that would look awesome driving around in a vehicle, especially at night.
Yeah, I can't believe they charge extra for it. I think it's like $30 or $40. And that wasn't available when I got mine. About, I'm guessing, 2 years ago, maybe a little longer, that probably is longer. We had the little camper for like 4 years. AES ran a ridiculous special on that thing. So they had it on sale, and then I think there was a $50 or $100 rebate from ICOM, so I bought two of them at the time. And I just went to the other two and sold them for profit.
Nice. Yeah, I think I got a $50 rebate from ICOM on this one, too, which was pretty sweet. By the way, your transmission is breaking up pretty badly, kind of like it was yesterday. So I don't know if the gremlins on the 7.4 have been solved yet or not.
Oh, no, they haven't, and it's obviously system because yesterday I was home, and at the moment I'm mobile, so it's not me. It's in the system. I've heard it on a number of people. And we, you know, I'm pretty sure Drake knows exactly what it is and how to get around it, at least until that antenna gets changed.
Yeah, I don't want to be too hard on the young man. He's got a lot to do, and he always does a lot, so totally get it.
Well, and there's others that can take care of that. You know, once the snow melts a little bit, I think we could probably solve the problem by just going in there and swapping sticks. I think that would do a lot. So, hey, it looks like our lot got plowed. Wow, it did. That's awesome. Yeah,
absolutely awesome. So, yeah, we had to cancel a couple activities at the club because the lot wasn't done, but it's done now.
Yeah, I'm driving with your baby. You're looking out over Little Traverse Bay, and it is still frozen.
Yeah, there's, I'm sure there's open water, though, on near the shore. There's a fair amount of open water on Crooked Lake as well.
Yeah, I'm about done. I'm ready for it to go away and morph into the next season.
Yeah, it's my. I was talking to my plow guys. Both of my plow guys who's finishing up with equipment issues ended up doing all this crap by hand with a 24-inch two-stage. And I got it done. You know, it took 2 days. It took me 4 hours over 2 days, but I got it done. But that's what they said. They're like, you know, we're by Phoenix coming off, we're getting ready to get the boat out. Like, yeah, well, you're probably a good solid month ahead of the curve, but it's coming. Meanwhile, my kid's in right now. It was 103 yesterday.
Hope she's doing okay. I'm getting over a cold, and I haven't been sick probably in 2 years, so I guess I was due.
Yeah, the transition of weather always does it for me, you know, going from the hot to the cold. I'm not a coat guy. I tend to layer up and try to not wear a winter coat unless I'm going to be out for a long period of time. And I think I'm better that way. I think I get less colds and I think I'm a bit more resistant to it. I should knock on it. Find something wood to knock on it, but I have really been sick. Fall, it was probably, well, I think before Christmas, maybe between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Pretty sure I had the variant. You know, I was sick for 2 or 3 days, and it went away. It wasn't all.
Okay, 7 DIM monitoring.
K8BCW.
AB9NN mobile monitoring. W8NWO permitted APX.
And it's APX, W8NWO.
And I just seen your text. I was curious, though, how'd the VE session go today?
It went well. Our buddy that came to the meeting a couple months ago there, John, he passed. And Will, from our class we had a couple years ago, he upgraded to general.
Awesome. Was, I always forget his name, but the guy from Harbor Springs Fire Department, was he there?
Negative, he was not there.
I'm sorry, my APRS covered you.
He was not there.
Okay. What about Matt's kid there?
Affirm, he was present.
Pass or no?
Negative.
Oh, that's a shame. Okay.
Yep, that was too bad. Felt it for him. But at least the electronic portion went pretty well. I was a little nervous about that just because I'd never done it before and it's complicated, but it worked. So the nice thing about that is now, we can run an exam session anytime we want, as long as we have 3 VEs and some computers. So theoretically, we could have an exam session at every meeting.
Oh, that's awesome. Cool. Well, maybe we'll have to plan a couple throughout the year or something. Curious. I'm southbound 75, just south of Indian River. I'm headed out of town. Be out of town until April 3rd, it is. Just FYI.
Okay. Well, good deal. Hope you have some good time off and have a good trip. Yeah, I do have one question, though. I put a whole report together about our storm response, and I had a couple of questions. I pulled your Facebook posts and just took your text and expanded upon it. And I also used 2 pictures from your Facebook post, but I wondered if you could give me a caption for them. If I text those to you, can you tell me at least the location of those pictures?
Yeah, absolutely. One of my stops along the way there, I'll take 5 minutes or so and get you that info.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I want to get that report out to our section manager. Not sure what he wants to do with it, but hey, if we can get some good publicity out of this, then we might as well.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, just text them on over or email or whatever, and I'll look at them and tell you where they came from. I might have to pull up my SIMS or something, but I can do that.
Did some of those pictures come from my SIMS?
Well, when they were given to me, I put them in my SIMS and I tagged them with info, and I was doing so many at a time that I don't remember, so I'll have to go back and look.
Oh, then maybe I can just log into my and take a look. I didn't even think about that. I'll check that out first before I bother you.
Okay, sounds good. Well, if there's anything that's not in there that was on my post, just let me know and I can figure it out.
Okay, will do. I did send my whole report to you to take a look at if you wanted to, so if you get bored or you can't sleep or something and you want to check your email, I sent it to you, I think, yesterday, so you can take a peek at it. Say half of it's your text anyway.
Yeah, I'll take a look at it.
Yeah, I haven't been checking much. We were
cramming to get everything packed up yesterday, and then I had practicals for Academy today. That kicked my butt. And as soon as I got off the bridge and got back home, we jumped in the car and off we go. So, yeah, we're making a few stops along the way. Probably going to hit up a couple of the Bucky's gas stations, places like that, stretch our legs. So I'll have a look at it when I get stopped.
Yeah, that's fine. No worries. I know you're got a lot going on. So how practicals go today?
Cold and wet. We were outside almost the entire time, throwing up ladders and dealing with inch and a half and two and a half hoses and water supplies and forcible entry, ropes and knots, Mayday, you name it, we did it.
Okay, good, good deal. Well, I see one of the two pictures out here in my sim, so I'll text the other one to you.
Okay, we're going to pull off in Gaylord for a bite to eat because I haven't ate yet today and I'm starving, so I'll look at it then.
Yeah, sounds good. No worries. Yeah, good deal, though. You know, have a good trip.
I'm hoping so. Last couple of years have been lackluster. Just circumstances. Last year my dog died while we were down here, and that just kind of spoiled it, and then the year before that, I was doing a bunch of stuff for my mom's house down here, and it was more like work, so hoping this one's a good one. I'm trying to make it that way.
Yeah, good deal. I wish you and the family well.
Appreciate it. And then I got, I haven't booted it up yet, but I have an all-star node for the car, so I'll be on the link system the whole time. That was my plan. So if you need something, give me a holler.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Well, I'll let you get back to driving. And, again, well wishes for your trip. W8NWO.
Thanks, sir. I'll look at that stuff when you see it. And then, yeah, if anything comes up in the next week and a half, I'm MIA. So just FYI, W8NWO and 8APX 73.
Inside the car with me.
A little far out of range. Just coming in Saginaw.
Awesome. Yeah, you're right down the road from me. About an hour south. Roger. Yeah, I just wanted to get back with you. I didn't hear anybody come back. I didn't hear Drake come back. So, yeah, it's working great.
I appreciate it. Yeah, he asked me if I had my All-Star up and running, and I said yes, so I assumed he was listening, but I guess he's slacking.
Are you heading out of Saginaw?
Yep, headed for Florida.
Alrighty, well, safe travels, and... Yeah, we just got done watching a movie here, and we're just hanging out, talking on 11 meters. There's a pretty big group of guys. There's probably 30 of us out here. Been on there for 20-plus years, so just yakking at them and just getting ready to hit the bales, so. But yeah, have a good time down there for sure. It's should be popping pretty good, being the end of March. There should be plenty going on.
Yeah, I think so. Definitely gonna be warm. That's my main focus. Getting out of this frozen, frozen nightmare that we live in. And headed for some 80s and 90s. So looking forward to it. All right, well, let's get back to your 11 meter net there. That sounds like fun. So have a good evening. Okay, DYS and APX 73.
All right, bring some of that back, yeah, for sure. The cesspool we're living in here is, although where you're at, it's pretty much melted. Here it's about gone, but hopefully by the time you get back, you got, you know, an inch or two left, hopefully. So, all right, safe travels. N8APX, K8DYS.
NADMH, NADPX, you got a radio on?
NADMH.
Yeah, I see your text, but it's a little hard to text and drive.
Oh, fun.
Traffic's a little hairy down here on 23. 19 miles from the Toledo changeover.
Well, you're down there already.
Yeah, almost to Ohio. We didn't leave till 6:30. Glass ran the latest it's ran yet. I'm like, of course.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's weird. Anyway, I'm playing with this locally run LLM that I've got here. I've got like three different models in it now, and I discovered that running Quinn 330B is not a good idea because it absolutely annihilates your CPU.
Oh, heck, I figured we're going to say it hallucinates a bunch.
Well, I asked it, like, a really weird question. I was like, okay, so what is the distance from the Sun, Earth, and Pluto combined, and how does that compare to the distance between pizza places?
Oh, good Lord. You can't break it that quick right out of the gate.
Ping for 5 minutes.
And I bet you the answer was wildly inaccurate.
No, I still haven't gotten an answer yet. It's still thinking.
Well, whatever it is, it's going to be wrong. That's what I found with just about any of these LLMs is if it's not stupidly simple to answer, it will just spin for a while and then just completely hallucinate an answer.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it still doing? Oh, it's still. Yeah, it's still trying. I mean, it's been sitting here for so long, I feel like it's broken.
It's probably they're trying to calculate the distance of every pizza place on planet Earth. That's going to take a while.
It is using every bit of my computer to do this right now.
Did something just connect to your repeater?
I don't think so. Let me look here. Enter. It doesn't look like it. No. It's nothing connected.
Weird. My All-Star just announced a connection, but I didn't catch the node numbers. And I'm on yours because I still can't connect to the hub.
Well, at least you got some way to make it work.
Yeah, it's just so strange. It works sometimes and not the others. No idea. Well, that's cool nonetheless. So that's all stored locally.
Yeah, it's all processed locally, all stored locally. It's doing everything in-house. And, yeah, it's trying.
I like to see how good it codes.
I got to install that model still. There's a specific coding model you can select. There's a bunch of models. It's like a drop down in the top left of the screen when you sign in. And it'll ask what model you want. It doesn't automatically figure it out. You have to select what model would probably be best suited for your use case.
Now, is that all free and open source, or did you have to pay for it?
Free.
Well, that's cool. If it works, I'll dump my Gemini subscription.
I wouldn't do that because you're going to have to sit here and train it for a really, really long time to get to that level of intelligence.
Oh, I got you. All right. Well, I'll keep old Gemini around then. Even if it does hallucinate, give me wrong answers.
It's only as smart as the people that dump information into it.
Well, the good thing I take out and not dump in, or else it would be dumb.
Yeah.
Nope. I already got to start looking for a gas station. The old 6-2 is thirsty.
How far have you gone on a tank?
Well, it wasn't quite full, so I haven't gotten a good metric yet. Because this is going to be the first real long-distance trip with this car. Because we were going to take it to Florida last year when it blew up. So, not really sure yet because we started with, I don't know, they filled it up yesterday and drove it around a little bit yesterday and today. So it wasn't completely full when I took off. So I'll be filling up here in a minute and then I'll have a good idea.
I'm curious how good a gas mileage you'll get on that thing.
Well, right now the car's telling me I reset my trip counter, and it's telling me I'm averaging 16.2.
Oof, that's... meh.
Yeah, on premium gas. Pray for me.
I thought mine was bad.
Well, we'll see.
when I reset the trip counter, that was 200 miles ago, and I started out with an average of 14. So it's still trying to, you know, it's still doing its averaging. So I'm hoping that will eke its way slowly up to 20.
Right. I'm going to let you go. I don't know what happened, but my computer is going into nuclear meltdown.
All right. Well, you know where to find me. I got a lot of road ahead of me, so if you get bored, and I'm not trying to be on my phone very much, so get me here, any of APX.
Good evening, KC4 is at YC, Kilo Charlie 4, Zulu, Yankee Charlie, Gainesville, Florida, monitoring.
KC4 station, this is November 8, Alpha Papa X-ray.
And yeah, very good evening to you up there in northern Michigan, N8APX, Kilo Charlie 4, Zulu, Yankee Charlie, KC4, ZYC, name is Howard, Hotel Oscar Whiskey, Alpha, Romeo Delta. Okay, here in north central Florida, about 3 hours north of Orlando in Gainesville, home of U of F, the Florida Gators, and former home of rock star Tom Petty. Back over to you.
Oh, yeah, I know right where you're at. I'm actually headed your way, believe it or not. Currently in southern Michigan, getting ready to cross over the Ohio border, and I am headed for Florida.
Ah, very good, very good. We have quite a few repeaters around this area, although they're very quiet, unfortunately. A couple of all-star nodes here. They're both on UHF. One, unfortunately, is private. The other one is connected to a network on the eastern seaboard of the United States. It can be disconnected from where it is and connected to something else. You just got to remember to put it back where you found it. We also have Wires X here. And let's see, we have a few DMR repeaters as well, but analog-wise, we have a small handful of them, but unfortunately, they're very, very quiet.
Yeah, I kind of know that. We're regulars down there. We come down at least once a year, and we're headed to the Tampa area, and we did a little bit of Orlando last year, Tampa, down. We like to spend some time down on Anna Maria Island and stuff. And I always carry a radio with me. It's usually pretty quiet. I've got just about all the modes. Fusion, DMR, P25, you name it, I got it. And there's never really a ton of activity, but... And I was looking for different all-star notes down there, and it seemed like they were far and few between. So I've got one in the car with me. Got a all-star hotspot with me, so I'm staying linked into our repeater network up north. So towing that along with me for the trip.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I am familiar with the area. My sister-in-law... has, sorry about that. My aunt just texted me. I'm on DV switch here on the cell phone. My sister-in-law has a mom who lives in Royal Oak, Michigan. I do have relatives on that side of the family that are in Michigan, especially around the Detroit area. Have been up to Petoskey and Charlevoix and even... what do they call that? Sleeping Bear Dunes near Traverse City. So I am familiar with the area, and I have a friend who I haven't seen in a very long time, but she's originally from Cadillac, Michigan, And I believe she has a place over on the west side of Orlando in the suburb of Windermere, but I haven't spoken with Haley in a number of years. But I do know that she's originally from that area, so very familiar with it, although I haven't been there in many, many years, unfortunately. But good deal. I'm heading down to Florida. I'm familiar with the Tampa, St. Petersburg area. Haven't been over there in quite some time. Recently relocated to Gainesville for work after living in Orlando for a little bit. Yeah, I lived up north for a little while, grew up on the Space Coast, and moved to Orlando for work in 2009. Yeah, I'll get your message just a moment there. Moved to Orlando in 2009, and ended up relocating to Wisconsin for work after a job loss, and came back to Florida in 2022, and things are a whole lot different, and job in Atlanta didn't work out all that well, so, yep, ended up getting laid off and came up here, a lot quieter and pretty nice, too. And at APX, KC4ZYSA.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Definitely sounds like you've been around, no doubt about that. And yeah, sounds like you got a lot of connections up north here, so that's pretty cool. Glad that you were able to find our linked repeater system. We've got repeaters all over the place. So I'm from Sheboygan, Michigan, which is just a stone's throw away from Mackinac City. We got a repeater there, one in Petoskey, one in Traverse City, one in Mayo, way down south a little ways. Got one all the way up right there at the border of Canada in Sault Ste. Marie, and oh, geez, where else? One down in Houghton Lake. Yeah, we got them all dotted all over the place. And they're all tied in via All-Star. And some of them are tied together with microwave backhaul. So that makes everything really nice. And definitely glad to have you checking out the Northern Lakes. And can't wait to come down to Florida and see what kind of mischief I can stir up down there. See if I can get at least a few people to come back to me. When I first got licensed back, what was that, 8 years ago or so, I took my test, and then the next day we left for Florida, and I got my call sign in Florida. It arrived about a week and a half later, and my first contact was actually with a fellow ham down in Florida. So I know there's at least a few people that will come back to me down there. We'll see what kind of mischief we can drum up.
NADPX. Well, that's fantastic. NADPX, KC4ZYC. Well, let's see. The first time I went up to that neck of the woods there was back in the mid-90s. Met up with the family in Detroit. And we flew from the Melbourne Palm Bay area, had a stop over in Atlanta, and then from there to Detroit, and met up with family in Royal Oak, and then we decided that we were going to vacation at a cottage on Walloon Lake, and that's what we did. And I brought my ham gear with me and had a blast talking with mobile locals there. I'm trying to remember that link system that was out of, not Battle Creek, Lansing maybe? I can't remember. But anyway, I believe it was the WIRG system, or IRA. It was pretty much linked throughout the entire state, and they had a repeater in Vanderbilt, which was tied to it. Back before the IRLP and EchoLink and All-Star days, and locally, I had a chance to talk with Chuck, N8DNX, who had a 440 and, I guess, 2-meter machine there in Petoskey, and kept in touch with him on and off over the years, and remember him having an IRLP node. And I got a chance to meet one of his friends, too, Jim Cook, who lived in Alaska and was AL7RV, but I think he's moved back to Michigan. So So glad to see that they're keeping activity alive and well there, even though I think Chuck passed away, and I'm not sure if Jim's still around either. It's been a few years, actually. NADPX, KC4ZY, say.
Okay, so you know some of the names around here. Yeah, so NADMX, Chuck Scott, yep, he was a good friend of mine, and yeah, he did pass away a couple years ago. Unfortunately, his cancer came back, and it was just enough to overtake him there. And yeah, Jim is still around. I have not seen Jim in probably close to a year, but I know he's still kicking around there. He helped us with a ton of stuff after Chuck passed away, and has always been around. I've not even had a chance to talk to him, but I know he's out there somewhere. That took me back when I heard you say NADNX. So yeah, he was vice president of our club, and that's the club that I'm in now, and that's the club that's making all the links and stuff like that happen. So that's pretty cool. Small world, I suppose.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Wow. You never know who you're going to meet on ham radio. But, yeah, we do have some cool people around here, even though the repeaters are pretty quiet. We do have a repeater that has direct connection to Wires X and usually parked on the America KC wide room. And that would be 444050 here in the Gainesville area. And if you're passing through, you could probably work it at least on down to Ocala before you lose it. Over in the Tampa, St. Petersburg area, there's a few repeaters over there, several repeaters anyway. It's been a while since I've been over there. I do know that we had a statewide system on UHF called SARnet, and it's basically a microwave backbone system, thanks to Florida Department of Transportation. They don't mind rag shoes per se, but because you're tying up 50 repeaters all throughout the state of Florida and they're all UHF, they kind of found on people getting extremely long-winded on their network. But other than that, it's available for use. It's pretty much a statewide emergency communication system, and it gets used during natural disasters like hurricanes and such. At least that's the whole premise behind the thing. Some all-star here and there, but like you said, it's kind of few and far between. And digital, well, depends upon where you are. I can tell you, as you cross the state border on 75, I take it you're going on 75, you might want to check out 14694. That's owned by Fred, WA4ZFQ. Pretty active as part of the Three Rivers Amateur Radio Club repeater. They're not all, well, they're not linked. They're just separate repeaters owned by the same group. But 94, as you get around Lake City, and you could probably take it down to Gainesville, is pretty active and pretty popular. So I'll pass it along to you.
Yeah, let's check that out. I think the last time I was down there, I did at least get some activity on the, I think it's the N4 ICE link system. Got a few answers on that one, but I'll remember that one, 4694. I'll look that up once I get in there. And yeah, I've always stayed off of the, the StarNet, the statewide link system there. I've always stayed off of it just because I understand, our link system is built with emergency communications as the primary driver. We like it for rag shoes and all the other stuff too, but the emergency comms is kind of the main driver behind that. So I understand as a system admin of something like that you don't really care for long-winded QSOs and stuff like that. So I've always just stayed off of it, but I keep it in the scan list just in case. It's definitely cool that, I think that system rides along the microwave from the state radio system, which is really cool. We're not quite to that capacity here yet, but we're getting there. Our state has a state trunk 800 system as well, and we're starting to co-locate some of those spots, so we're getting there anyway. And yeah, you were talking about like YSF and stuff. So this link system here, you'll hear Drake out here, NADMH. He's the mastermind behind making all the pieces and parts work. He's built a multi-mode digital bridge into this All-Star network. So DMR, P25, NXDN, User System Fusion, the whole nine yards. So there's more than one means to get into our network here. I don't know if you've checked it out or not, but if you go to nmlrn.org, Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network, so nmlrn.org, there's a whole bunch of info on there for our stuff we do and where all the links are and so on.
KC4 is in YC. Oh, yeah. I took a look at the website. Matter of fact, as I'm talking here on the GD switch on my phone, I'm looking at the All-Star Key Node list, and I think I've got one of the tabs for the system that you're talking about there. And I'll have to peruse it a little bit further and see what else is on there. I do have a hotspot, by the way. It's a Raspberry Pi 4B hotspot that a fellow ham from Philadelphia sent me one Christmas a few years ago while I was still living in Orlando, and I really enjoy it. It's set up for YSF only because that's pretty much what I used because I have the Yaesu handheld. I actually have, an FT5 DR and also a FTM400 for System Fusion. Like there is a lot. And it's a shame that Yaesu's not making the 400 anymore. I wish they were, but they've moved past that, and I think they're up to, what is it, the 510? More radio than I need. The 400 is good enough for me, and so is the FT5.
Oh, yeah. Well, the FT5D, I like that. I've got one of those as well. I'm currently on my 510 mobile. FT5D, got 6550 Motorolas for UHF and VHF DMR, and Apex 7000, 4000, a couple things like that for P25. It's good to have all the modes. That's the only thing I didn't bring with me was my MMBDM hotspot, but I figure with the All-Star going and just local repeaters and such, I've already got enough. I got too many radios and not enough hands. So I left the hotspot at home and figured I'll just see what's down there on the fly, call that good, just stick with the All-Star for this trip. Well, we are about 2 miles from hopping off the expressway to get some gas. We're driving the wife's Yukon with the 6.2 in it, and it will pass everything but a gas station. I was hoping to at least make it out of Michigan before I needed fuel, and I didn't quite make it. So we're going to hop out, grab some gas, stretch our legs a little bit, and then we'll probably be back on you. We usually drive straight through. We'll see how far I make it before I got to pull over and take a cat nap. But we're going to be on the road for the rest of the night. So if you'll be around, we'll catch you later. And if not, we'll say 7-3. 10-8-APX on your final.
Well, I enjoyed talking to you. I'm going to get some rest. Had kind of a really tiring week. And on Friday, I didn't get home until about 10:30 after I started work at about maybe 7:30 in the morning. Yeah, my office complex is all solar powered. And what they're doing is they're adding more solar panels to the building, and they're running new cables in. And here it is about 4:40 in the afternoon, and I want to go home. And then my quality assurance manager says, oh, sorry. You got the solar panel contractors coming in, and they need you to babysit them. And they're going to be running some cable through the building, so if they can get access to the back door and start doing their things to the condos, I'm like, oh, geez. You know? Needless to say, I was not a very happy camper after all was said and done. Didn't get out of there until like 10:30 at night, so yeah, it's been a nice, relaxing day, but I do want to get some sleep because I'll take care of some things tomorrow. Tomorrow's typically my chores day. Well, listen, motor safely. Great talking to you, and maybe I'll catch you on the air as you motor through. If you got DMR, I don't have DMR, but if you got DMR and you want to play around with that here locally, 444-8375, 444-8375, KC4 Mike Hotel Hotel, KC4MHH. That's our, as far as I know, our local Brandmeister repeater here. As far as talk groups or color codes, I'm sorry, I don't remember that right off the top of my head, but I do know that's what he uses for a Brandmeister DMR repeater around here, and I understand it works pretty well throughout the area. So, motor safely, 7-3, and maybe we'll catch you again sometime. Anyway, APX, it's been a pleasure. KC4ZYC, Gainesville, Florida. We're clear.
I got that down. I'll see if I can link up to it. 7-3 for now. KC4ZYE, this is 7-8 APX.